noon, whatever it is right now.
You can't hear.
Can we get everybody to be quiet, please? Thank you. So, welcome to the grand opening for 400 China Basin Condominiums, which is, as you can see, amazing. My name is Charmaine Curtis, and I co-developed this project along with Michael Simmons and Young Community Developers, both of whom are here today. I just saw a DJ somewhere. Oh, there he is. We're going to go a little bit out of order because we need to get the mayor and the supervisor moving. So the mayor is going to make some remarks, and then Supervisor Dorsey will make some remarks, and then we'll kind of start from the top. So there you go.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Good morning, everybody. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, we got it going now. Well, it's good. I needed a moment of meditation. And by the way, this view is unbelievable. We were down in Hunters Point yesterday cutting the ribbon. Congratulations to both of you and for your leadership, and to YCD, thank you. It's hard to picture what this was like 10 years ago. What was once empty land is now home to a thriving neighborhood with businesses, parks, and jobs. It's a place where San Francisco has grown and where the city has actually done things very differently. We invested in community. We invested in housing. And we made a commitment that this neighborhood would feel like home. That is why we are here, because Mission Bay has grown. And so has the need for affordable housing. People want to stay here, raise families here, and contribute to this city. But they need to be able to afford it. 400 China Basin opens that path. This project brings 148 homes within reach for moderate income households. And the effort moved quickly from groundbreaking in 2022 to occupancy this year. That pace reflects the determination of the Office of Community Investment and Infrastructure and the Mayor's Office of Housing and Community Development. It also shows the commitment of partners across the public and the private sector. 400 China Basin is designed for people who want to raise children, put down roots, and stay in San Francisco. Because we all know this right now, too many parents in our city are asking whether they can afford to raise their kids here. Too many young people are wondering if they'll be able to stay in the city that they call home. Projects like 400 China Basin show what's possible. But we need more than just a few projects. What we need is a city-wide strategy. That is why I've introduced our family zoning plan, so we can make San Francisco affordable now and for generations to come. We want to build enough housing so that kids growing up here will be able to raise their own families in San Francisco. We want firefighters, police officers, teachers, nurses, social workers to live in the communities in which they serve. And what we are doing across the city, we're now making it possible to build housing at all income levels while maintaining local control. That's what this zoning plan does. It maintains local control. If we don't maintain it, we lose it, and the state comes in and dictates to us. Mission Bay is proof that San Francisco can grow, and 400 China Basin stands as a reminder that we can provide options for San Franciscans to live in their city. So I'm honored, I'm proud to be here. Congratulations to everybody. And let's go San Francisco. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mayor Lurie. You know, 26 years ago, I went to work for a technology communications company based on Berry Street. And my office, my window, looked out to Mission Bay. And I couldn't imagine there being a neighborhood here, let alone that one day I would have the distinct honor and privilege of representing a growing and thriving and inclusive and diverse neighborhood. It feels like I'm coming home a little bit. 6 years ago, I went to work for the police chief, you know, a couple buildings down. And even in that short time, it's just amazing to see how this neighborhood is growing in ways that are more affordable, more accessible, more equitable, and in every sense truer to our values as the city of St. Francis. I want to thank everybody who was involved in this. And I'm not going to start naming names because I will always leave somebody out, and hopefully other speakers will thank people individually. But I do want to thank you for something that when I had a conversation with Sarah Davis about this, this is one of the buildings that came on after Mission Bay residents started showing up. And now there's neighbors to contend with. And one of the things that really distinguishes great developments are the people who understand that a great project starts before a single shovel full of dirt is shoveled, before the deals are signed, before the financing is through. It starts with listening to the community and working and engaging. Congratulations to everybody for doing that, and I want to say thank you for being a great neighbor, and I am just so excited to be your supervisor, and I'm so excited also to be working shoulder to shoulder with Mayor Lurie on his ambitious effort to rezone San Francisco, to meet our obligations to have 82,000 units of housing by 2031. We've got a lot of work to do. This gets us there in a way that we can be really proud of, so I'm proud to be here. Thanks so much for inviting us.
All right. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Lurie, Supervisor Dorsey. So I've already introduced myself. I'm Charmaine Curtis. Michael and DJ and YCD and I have been on this journey together for a while, and we're so proud to deliver what is not only one of the most beautiful buildings on San Francisco's waterfront, but a building that also is providing homeownership opportunities affordable to middle-income first-time homebuyers, which is a rare thing in our city. So we feel lucky to have been part of this and to be able to help folks afford to live here. We are thrilled for the 148 lucky households who will live here and get to enjoy this amazing view, the bridge view. There's even some views to Twin Peaks Way. And to live in this neighborhood that has really come into its own over the last few years, and that just gets better every day. Anybody who knows about Arsico knows that it just opened over there in Verde, the green building. And so residents here are a few hundred yards away from some of the best croissant on the West Coast. Another really important aspect of this project is that we have four certificate of preference holders who were able to purchase homes here. And it sounds like most of you know, but if you don't know, certificate of preference holders are folks who were either directly displaced by actions of redevelopment in the 60s and 70s primarily, or their descendants. And so those folks were primarily African American, Japanese, and Filipino. So we are thrilled that we were able to get any at all in this building. We wish it was three times as many, but we're really happy for the four households who were able to live here. And there are two here today, one of whom is going to speak. We want to thank Bayview Senior Services and OCII for helping with outreach to the COP holders, because we really just couldn't have done it without their assistance. So a little background on how we got here and where we are today. And then after that, I'm going to hand over the land dedication, and Linda's going to have to tell me who's going to do that. And after which, Michael is going to take over MC duties and introduce the rest of our guests. So Michael and I started out on this journey in 2019, and then we roped YCD into it. We teamed up to respond to an RFP that OCII issued for the development of this site for this purpose, for ownership, affordable ownership housing. And we've been working ever since with the small army of people that it takes to bring a building like this to fruition, and all of whom deserve recognition and appreciation. And so I just want to say to, if you're here, if you're not here, thank you to everybody who had anything to do with this, because it truly takes a small army of folks to make a building like this happen. So we conducted a lottery in 2024 that yielded about 450 households who were interested in pursuing this. So far, as of today, we have closed 62 units. We have 47 more under contract, and about 39 that we're still working with trying to sell. Some of which will go to folks from the lottery, and others which will go become first come, first serve to the community at large. So those units are going to be the higher income units. We had 80% AMI to 110% AMI. All the 80% AMI units are gone, so we have 90s, 10s, 100s, and 110s. And they're going to be primarily one bedrooms and some twos. So we're kicking off that effort shortly to start marketing whatever units are not sold to folks through the lottery. So tell everybody you know. Anybody who you think might income qualify, tell them to go to 400chinabasin.com online, which will provide all the income qualifying information and everything people know about how to move through the process. So there are a lot of people to thank. I'm going to thank some. Michael's going to pick it up when he speaks. But I'm going to start with design and construction and thank Baines Nibby Construction, which is a joint venture partnership between Nibby Brothers Construction and Michael Baines, Baines Group. They're here somewhere. And McKenzie came all the way back from Colorado, where she moved to mid-project for this event today. So it's really awesome to see her here. And she was just an amazing, amazing assistant project manager with the other folks from Nibby and Baines. Methuen and YA Studio Architects are the architects for the project. And we will have a special thank you to our friend Malcolm Harris, who's not here today because he had to retire, apparently, last year. He's young, okay? So he had to retire last year, but he hung with us through construction, which was so kind. And he's such a great guy, and we miss him. We want to thank our construction manager, Andy Larson of Waypoint Consulting. He's not here, I don't think, right now, but he is just a great person who's the calm in the eye of every storm, and his services were just so valuable. And our permit consultant, Amy Lee of 3S Consultants. I also want to thank, lastly, Mission Bay Development Group, which is the master developer for Mission Bay, because they could have made our lives difficult, and they made our lives really pretty easy in allowing us access to all the pieces of land that we needed to build this building. So they were a great partner in this as well. So that's it for me. Michael's going to have more thank yous, but thank you again for being here today at this amazing celebration.
Hi, I'm Michael Simmons. We're going to go through the remaining speakers, and then I'll say a couple of words. So I'd like to have Marvin. Where's my thing here? Sorry, Marvin White. Sorry, Marvin White. I'm old and I can't see very well. Minister of Glide Memorial Church, to come and do our land acknowledgement, please. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Here we go. A land acknowledgement. The 400 China Basin Development Team respectfully acknowledges the Ramaytush Ohlones, the original stewards of the San Francisco Peninsula. For generations, indigenous communities have lived on and moved through this region. And today, people from many nations call it home. We honor their ancestors, descendants, and all members of their communities. I just want to offer a quick blessing. I woke up to this scripture, whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. That's a Luke 10:5. And so when Jesus sent out his disciples into the world, when Jesus sent out the planners and the builders, the dreamers and the drafters, the neighbors with open hands, he told them, wherever you go, whatever door you cross, whatever family you meet, begin with a blessing, begin with peace, because of who lives inside, because every home deserves to be named as sacred ground. And this is why we say today, peace to this house at 400 China Basin. Amen.
I'd like to introduce Commissioner Scott from the Office of Community Infrastructure and Investment. Thank
you. Thank you so much. I'm excited today. And good afternoon to you all. It's an exciting time here in San Francisco. This is a beloved community. I was born, raised here. Been here since the 40s, and just seen so many transitions. And today, this is a miracle, another blessing for this community. Dr. King said, In the middle of his I Have a Dream speech, he said this: with this faith, it takes faith to build what your skills can do, but you've got to have faith in those skills. And it takes faith for all of our residents to do all that paperwork and complete. It takes faith. It's not an easy task. So to that faith, Dr. King said this: with this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. This gives hope to so many generations to come, as well as those that are here now. The possibility is alive today in Mission Bay. 400 China Basin is more than an address. It is a statement that low and moderate income families have a place here in our city. Yes, even on this wonderful waterfront, as you look around, we have cut the ribbon to say, come home and welcome home. To the 148 households who will soon fill these homes with laughter and with dreams. You are not just moving in, but you're moving forward. I smiled when I heard that the 3-bedroom units sold out first. Families need the space, mostly to neighborhood residents, because that tells me we are building up the foundation of this city. San Francisco is built upon families. Building for the families who, even though they struggled, they stood strong and they stayed. This project is a triumphant victory of partnership between OCII, the city, the developer, and its many partners. We're grateful for you all. It's a triumphant vision as well, where buying a home does not mean you have to sacrifice everything. However, it is a sacrifice. Where a veteran, a displaced tenant, a longtime neighbor, all can find a place at the table. And isn't that wonderful? Dr. King reminded us that faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. Will today, well, we're not just stepping, we're soaring, and we're soaring like eagles. May these homes be filled with peace. May these hallways echo with joy. May these windows reflect the light of a new beginning. To the developers, the city leaders, the advocates, and the dreamers, I thank you. To the families moving in, we celebrate you. I am happy to say I have a niece who was able, a native of the city, and she is one of our tenants. And then one of my dear friend, Barbara, her daughter, Deborah, a tenant. And I'm excited for you all. We're here. So we celebrate you. And to San Francisco, I say, let this go on. I think the mayor said, what, something like 80-something thousand more. We've got more to come. That is exciting. Spread the word. We're on the move. And as the Jefferson said, we're moving on up. Yes. God bless you.
I used to love that show as a kid. I'd like to introduce Scott Maxfield, Managing Director of the Urban Investment Group for Goldman Sachs. They were our construction lender.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm thrilled to be here representing Goldman Sachs, and I could not be more proud to be partners on this project with Charmaine and Michael. And I also want to thank the state of California and the city of San Francisco, specifically OCII, for so generously supporting this project. Affordable Affordable homeownership projects are critical to middle-income families to provide high-quality homes, stability, and a vital wealth-building opportunity for them. But there's a reason that there aren't more of these projects. They're incredibly expensive. They require an enormous amount of public resources, in this case, over $80 million from OCII. It was OCII's historic financial commitment, along with the vision of Charmaine and Michael, that motivated Goldman Sachs to get involved in this project and to ultimately become the sole source of private financing, providing over $50 million of loan proceeds. It is evident, I think, to all of us here today that Charmaine and Michael have delivered on that vision. What drew us to this project is that not only are these homes affordable, but they are well-designed, they are sustainable, and they will afford the residents the most beautiful views of the Bay. The project also deepens our commitment to affordable homeownership, over which, over the last 25 years, we've deployed over $100 million towards affordable homeownership as a key complement to the affordable rental housing that we've invested in over that same period. These public-private partnerships are truly the secret sauce to getting these sorts of projects built, and we really look forward to many more opportunities to partner with our partners on this deal. Thank you very much.
I'd like to introduce Christina Munn, Deputy Secretary of Finance, the State of California.
Hi, everyone. It's so amazing to be here. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to represent the state and celebrate with all of you this gorgeous, gorgeous building. Really, congratulations to you and your team. This is such a perfect prime example of the commitment that we all have across the state to deliver more housing that is beautiful, accessible, and affordable to everyone who lives in California and wants to have a home. You know, we've been laying a lot of groundwork for the past, decades, right? We're trying to work our way out of this crisis. And we're laying that groundwork through a lot of new housing laws, figuring out how to implement them, building programs to be more innovative and nimble and responsive, breaking down barriers to development at the local and the state level, making it easier to apply and find housing. And so there's a whole ecosystem of work that we're embarking on, but there's more to do. You heard the call to action from the mayor. The state has 2.5 million homes we need to build by 2030. 1 million of those are to be affordable if we're going to keep pace with the need. And so this is a project that really shows us that we can meet that goal. This is a beautiful example of that. And I'm so honored to be here in San Francisco on this gorgeous day where you've really taken private and public dollars. We have a little infill infrastructure grant money in here from HCD to really weave together what's needed to deliver infrastructure and housing in a way that supports your whole community. And I will say San Francisco shows us the potential for what infill housing should do. You know, it's walkable, transit accessible. You have amenities nearby, and you have access to opportunity to really stay and live and work here and build a life here. So congratulations to you, and also thank you for leading by example, for showing us that transformation of a neighborhood doesn't have to come at the cost of displacement. I love hearing about the certificate of preference holders moving in. What an amazing outcome. And you have, other local policies in place to really ensure that folks are not having to move out, but they're moving in. So here to celebrate all of this good work, the builders, developers, your team, city partners, and community members for really making a really special place, a place that shows the vibrancy and diversity of the city. So thank you so much and congratulations.
So we're going to wrap up. I'd like to thank everyone for coming today. We are very proud of, am I missing something?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. Okay. Reverend Steve. I want to introduce Chaplain Reverend Wanika Stevens. She's our certificate holder. So thank you.
to all of my community out there. We did it! We did it! Awesome. I will not belabor you. I wrote my words down so that I wouldn't leave anyone out. And after being here for a little while, I realized that I did leave a few names out. Please know that I love you. Okay. Dr. Coretta Scott King once said, "The greatness of a community is most accurately measured by the compassionate action of its members." Today is a marker for a very special period in my life. It marks the day that one of my dreams actually came true. Ever since I was a little girl growing up in this beautiful city of San Francisco, I have always dreamed of buying a home here. As a child, of course, I could never have predicted the influx of hurdles that would ultimately become my barriers. Barriers such as redevelopment and gentrification, a dot-com invasion, followed by the tech takeover, and just your basic inflation, and on and on and on. Over time, my dream, it would seem, was more like a nightmare. As a long-term resident in this city, I felt like a stranger. There seemed to be room for everyone else, but none for me, or other long-time citizens like me. Before this space became news, I was in the process of giving up my dream and was starting to settle into compromise. However, this mindset never really settled with me. You see, I was raised by the founders of the St. John Coltrane Church, a San Francisco institution with a 60-year history in Coltrane consciousness. My parents, Archbishop King and Most Reverend Mother Marina, who is here today, out here somewhere, raised us. Thank you. They raised us to believe that if we needed something, God would provide it. And if we wanted something, ask God to help you go and get it. Having had the pleasure of meeting some of my fellow community members, I know that the process of home ownership as first-time buyers has been similar for us all. This has been a trying process. Can I get a witness? Lasting anywhere from 1 to 2 years for some of us. But as fate would have it, and as I stand here before you today, I feel an overwhelming sense of gratitude. Owning this home is not just about bricks and walls, but about the people whose commitment, skill, and encouragement made it possible. First, I want to thank the developers, Michael Simmons and Charmaine Curtis, the Mayor's Office of Housing, the Office of Community Investment Builders, Baines Nibby Construction, and Mitham and YA Studio Architects, who worked with dedication and vision to create this space. Every detail reflects effort, craftsmanship, and care. You have not only created a building, but a home where memories will be made. Thank you. I am so deeply grateful to the staff and to the team members, Wendy, for walking me through this journey and helping me to choose my unit. I walked Wendy to death. And Wendy, you also reminded me that this was my space and I had the freedom to choose. To Carol and Nick for all of your assistance, to all of the managers, coordinators, and support staff who guided me through the paperwork process and countless questions. Your patience and professionalism make this experience so much smoother and less stressful. And might I just add that no miracle is complete without an angel. And I am so grateful to have such an angel, as she has a name, Lisa Fitz. There she is. She made it. Lisa, thank you for making it. She said she couldn't make it, and I said, I'm so disappointed. And she is an angel. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa, for not giving me permission to quit. Thank you, Lisa, for holding my hand in the deepest and darkest of times and walking me through this battlefield and coming out on the other side needing just a couple of Band-Aids and a few hugs. Thank you. Lastly, and most importantly, I want to thank my family and loved ones, members and clergy of my church, the St. John Coltrane Church. Without your advice, prayers, and presence, this moment would not feel as complete. To my sister, Makita, thank you for taking my random calls every time. And to my son, Louis, who is here, for your calming and philosophical nature that always reels me in. I love you, son. And to my sweetheart, Brad, who's not here today, but who, when I was nervous about today, told me, honey, just go up there and tell your story. I look forward to meeting all of my community members today. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So sorry, I'm a little off, but I remember the John Coltrane Church because it was on Divisadero, and I used to pass it when I lived in the neighborhood, and it's an amazing place. So I'd like to thank everyone for coming today. We are very proud of this project, the homes it has created for low and middle income families. It takes a village, and there are many people who contributed to making this project a reality. I'd like to mention a few, and I apologize if there's anyone I missed. I have a rather long list, but I'll go through it very quickly. First, I want to thank Charmaine and YCD because their partnership really made this happen, and so I really want to thank them. Monica, Robert, DJ, Diwali, it was really great to work with you. The Office of Community Investment and Infrastructure, the commissioners, Commissioner Scott, Commissioner Miller, if there are any other commissioners here, you can raise your hand. Thor, our executive director, who isn't here today, but has been an amazing support for the project. So let's thank Thor. Pam Sims, who was our project manager. We were talking today. I go back about 20 years with Pam because I remember when her son was 3 or 4, and he's now 23, 24, or so. It's been a long time. Mark, Jim, Elizabeth, Gretchen, Alicia, Maria, Alok, Jose, Nikki, and Channing from OCII, who have all been amazing to work with. I want to thank our construction lender, Goldman, Scott, Ronnie, Andre, Anthony, Daniel. Scott and Ronnie are here today. Our buyer liaison, Lisa Fitz, who is just incredible. You know, I'm so glad she could make it. I spend a couple of hours a day probably talking to Lisa Fitz on the phone, going through every buyer in the detail to make sure things go smoothly. She knows everything about everyone, and it is really great because she really makes this happen. And then our team of Christine and Renee, who are not here, but also support us. Our MOHCD team, Maria, Sissy, Kat, and their team of lending specialists. Our brokers, Wendy, Hugh, Matt, Elena, Paul, they're all here. Synergy, who does all the fixes all the problems, does all our punch list work. Nick and On, who I don't know if they're here, but they're amazing. Our marketing team, Tom, Shireen, Fraser, Ross, their work in creating this beautiful print and video material to come up with is clever and has been amazing. And it's really just attracted so much interest. I think we had almost 3,000 people signed up on our website who were looking at our development, which is great. our COP outreach team, Ed Donaldson and Kathy Davis, who really shook the trees. I think at one point they had 17 families they were working with. And so our home SF team, Shannon and Alex, and all the affiliate organizations, SFHDC, Asian Inc., Meta, LGBT Community Center, and then Balance. And so they really handhold and walk our buyers through. Our title team, Carla and Katie, who are amazing at getting everyone signed and everything through. So they're, I hope they're here. Our move-in coordinator, Carol, who is, if any of you have moved in, she not only has moved, she fixes things. They do, I mean, she's just absolutely incredible. Our attorneys, Tara, Sam, Beth, Caroline, and Hunter. I don't know if any of you are here today. Our interiors team, Methune Interiors, Objects, and then Martine, who I know is here today, who was incredible. All those beautiful closets that you have, that we thank Martine. And then finally, Linda Harrison, who planned this entire event for us. And really, you know, I've worked with Linda for many years, and she's been in New York the last 10 years, 7 years, seven and a half. And I said, please come back. And she came back, and she did this beautiful event for us. So thank you. Thank you, Linda. All right. So thank you, everyone, for coming today. There will be, I think, refreshments circulating and some wonderful music. And please enjoy yourself. Thank you. All right.